الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Yesterday we read the other ayat in which Allah Ta'ala says that يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. For a certain number of days. Those days were there, they were not fixed. Which are those days? In this ayat, Allah fixed those days, Shahrul Ramadan. That ayyami ma'dudat is Shahrul Ramadan, is the month of Ramadan in which you must fast. All the ummahs all along, Isa alayhi salatu salam, his ummah, the Christians, they also fasted the month of Ramadan. Otherwise, the other ummahs, usually it was Ashura, 3 days of the month, ayyami bir, etc. Other days, Muharram, the 10th of Muharram, the Jews used to fast. So they were all different days. But for us, Allah Ta'ala fixed also the month of Ramadan. So that shows also the great honor of Ramadan. Also, ulama have written that Allah Ta'ala, this is the month, as we explained yesterday, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should tell the ulama that we allowed 11 months to go past. By which you did not pay attention. And what was that? That is that connection with Allah. So now the month of Ramadan is the month, all we were doing the efforts of deen, teaching in the Darul Ulooms, etc., all the asatiza. But this is the month now to make connection with Allah Ta'ala. From here there are a few points also that we should understand. One very important point which many of us, we miss this point. Allah Ta'ala guide us to righteousness, and before Mu'at come, Allah opened the reality of our deen to us. And that is how much a person will make effort in that line. And effort also is by the fadl of Allah, how much Allah wants to make fadl on a person. Maulana Ibrahim Deola Sahib, Rahmat Damat Barakatuhum, our great elder of Tabligh Jamaat, he said that the dua, that adhan, is the da'wat of Islam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared it at da'wat tamma. Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wat tamma. We might think it's not a complete da'wat, it's just a 2 minute da'wat. How can it be a complete da'wat? But who are we? What are we? Nothing whatsoever. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared it as da'wat tamma. That Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wat tamma. It's a complete da'wat of Islam. Fully complete. But the da'wat itself is very great, of course, to give da'wat of Islam to non-Muslims, what we call da'wat to Muslims, invite them, because our condition also has become so weak that we also need da'wat. Otherwise, da'wat was actually for non-Muslims. For Muslims, it was a reminder, tazkir. A reminder of our duties. But anyway, so this da'wat is such a great thing in itself, very, very great. But compared to what it is called for, the deen, compared to that, it is a very small thing. In itself, it's very great. The rewards also for all efforts of da'wat, ta'aleem, tazkiyah, all these efforts are very great. And the rewards by Allah Ta'ala are also exceptionally very, very great if we take them on their own. But when we compare them to what it is for deen, then they are very small compared to deen. Deen is much, much more greater. And many of us, whole life we spend just on the da'wat, on the effort, and we don't get to deen. Deen is the important thing. And deen has to come. This is what the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali meant. You are doing great work teaching in a Darul Uloom, Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmizi Sharif, Hidayah, Tafsir, Jalalain. Great, great kitabs you are teaching. The rewards also are so great. But now in this month, get on to Deen. And in Deen also, there are various levels of Deen. One is our Islah. We bring Deen into our lives. And more than that, that is absolutely essential, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn and man but for my ibadat. But by ibadat, the meaning of ibadat, the tafsir, إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ, to recognize Allah. So all the ibadat, everything is actually, the whole exercise is to gain the marifat, to know Allah, to build that connection with Allah. And there can be no better time for that than the month of Ramadan. There can be no better place for that than a khanqa. And there can be no better amal for that than three things: the month of Ramadan, rozas, which are just joined with Ramadan, you can't separate them from Ramadan, and Quran Sharif. And all that Allah has given it to us. So we can build, we can get our objective, the real objective, easily. Allah has made it, and Allah's system is, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ, that Allah intends to make things easy for you. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ, and also, and the other ayat, Allah doesn't want to make things difficult, easy. Deen or yusrun. Deen Allah has made easy. And the same, that deen, Allah has made the deen very easy. And Allah wants all matters to be with ease for you. It's just that we come in the right groove and we see how easy it is. And Allah has brought us here. We didn't have to come in the right groove. Allah has put us in the right groove. Now just to turn our attention, you've got a radio, you've got everything, you've got your hands, there's power also. Now just tune your radio to the correct station. Eh? Instead of listening to all other radio stations, listen to the Allah's radio station. Listen to Quran, tune your ear there. Don't go to Radio China, or don't go to Voice of America, or don't go to Radio Pakistan. Go to the channel which is Allah's channel. So just do that much. That's all we have to do. And the rest, you don't have to arrange the programs. Programs will be broadcast to you. We just have to turn our heart's needle now towards Allah Ta'ala. If we do that, then we will see all what the fuyuz and the rahmat and barakat, and it's pouring down. Usually the saying is, when problems come, it doesn't rain, it pours. But that is really it for the month of Ramadan. Allah's rahmat and Allah's namat. A person doesn't know where to choose and what to take. Allah's rahmat is just pouring down. A person wants to read, for example, Durood Sharif. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. 70 farishtas, 70, are put to stress. They get tired writing the sawab for 1,000 days, almost 3 years, 70 farishtas. Just you read that little. And this is such a thing, it might, we also wonder. One great muhaddith, a little doubt came in his heart also. That night he slept and he made ziyarat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he asked Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, O Allah's Rasul, did you say this? That one time, Jazallah Anna Muhammadan, Ma Huwa Ahlu, and 70 farishtas. Ooh, what power the farishtas have got. And for 1,000 days, they are just busy. They are getting tired writing the sawabs. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam put his hand on his chest and he said, yes, I said that. So just how deen is so easy for us to earn. So Allah has made things very easy. Now it is, and things are just pouring. We don't. So you're reading this durood, then must I read that durood? Or must I read La ilaha illallah, Nastaghfirullah, Nas'alullah al-Jannah, wa na'udhu billahi minan nar? The wazifa Nabi alayhi salam prescribed for us for Ramadan. Now must I read that? Or must I read, for example, the third kalima? You read the third kalima in this pattern, in that came in the hadith, but you can read it how we normally read also. But you read it, this words came in the hadith, Alhamdulillah, wa subhanallah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa allahu akbar, wa tabarakallah. immediately farishtas rush to take the sawab. They vie with one another. They want to have the honor to take it to Allah Ta'ala. And then they take it, preserve it, hold it properly under their wings. And as they go, they meet other malaika. And those malaika all make dua for the reciter. You just read that and see now what is happening. All the time, and reaching the seventh heaven by the arsh of Allah, they go. And all the malaika on the way they're meeting, they are making dua for you. And when it goes by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, then it makes tawaf around the arsh. And forever, till forever it will make tawaf. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, don't you like you must be remembered? Or, don't you like you must be remembered forever? There must be somebody by the arsh of Allah who's talking about you. That my reciter is such a good person, he's in front of Allah, he's talking about you, presenting it, and forever and ever. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, they are muqaddimat. These words are those words that are going front, in front of you. Like for example, for any VIP, wherever he's going, arrangements are made before time. All the arrangements are made there. So when he comes there, everything is arranged. So these words are you become a VIP, and they are going to arrange for you all the time. They are munjiyat; they will save you from all gunas also, and they're going to save you from the fire of Jahannam also. They are there to save you. One hadith, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, "Khudu junnatakum, wear your armor." Sahaba asked, I mean, aduwin kad hadar. Is there, army has come already, they hear that we have to be ready. Say, la, minan nar, from the fire of Jahannam. Read these words, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. They're going to save you from the fire of Jahannam. So they are munjiyat, they are munajjiyat. They save you from gunas in this world. Yeah, in this world, by reading this, the barakat of it, it saves you from gunas. It is the sadaqah of all the joints of the body also. All this. And then they are there, and they, lahu dawiyun kadawiyun nahar. They've got a sound like the buzzing of bees. And they are all the time praising you by Allah Ta'ala. And when you make zikr, Allah is remembering you. Fadhkuruni azkurkum. You remember me, I remember you. Allah remembers us all the time. Even if we are in guna, but according to that, then Allah reminds us. To remind us, to punish us, to give us a wake-up call. And if you remember Allah with His obedience, Allah remembers you what is inayat, what is great fadl, His great karam, and He's showering His blessings upon you. So you remember Allah, Allah is remembering you. By the zikr of Allah, this we make, we will die. Then we can't make zikr anymore. But that zikr day is carrying on. We are gone. We can't make zikr. But those our words that we made, they are making tawaf and they're still talking about us. By Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So there's also we learn, we should try and do those amal which are known as sawabi jariya. That we do something. We will go. How long are we going to live? How long can a person live? And we will go. But if we make sawabi jariya, it will carry on and on. So anyway, now this month is that month. Now must I read the third kalima? The rewards are so great of it. One time, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam went and visit Umme Ayman radiyallahu ta'ala anha, was the foster mother of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's mother Amina radiyallahu anha passed away, then she breastfed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, she's my mother besides my mother, my foster mother. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to go and visit her regularly. She was a black woman, but what her darja? Who breastfed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she, oh, Muslim, she accepted. So one time Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam went and visited her. She said, I'm gone very old now. I can't do anything. Please tell me something I can do just while sitting down. Just sitting I can do. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, read the third kalima 100 times. You will get the sawab. You read subhanallah. You'll get the sawab of setting free 100 Arab slaves. that is in the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the ancestry of Nabi alayhi salam, the chosen people of Allah Ta'ala, of setting those slaves free. You'll get the sawab of giving 100 horses for jihad, fully laden, all the equipment that is required, fully. In our times, you are giving 100 jets for jihad, or whatever, all, with all the equipment. You get the sawab of slaughtering 100 camels and feeding the poor. And when you say Allahu Akbar at the end, then the whole place, from the ground till the arsh, the sky, are filled with sawab. So such a, what great, this all Allah is giving us. Now it's just pouring in the month of Ramadan. And this month, all nafal ibadat become the value of a farz. How great the reward comes. So you don't know what to eat. Like a person sometimes, in fact our elders, they say that for you people in South Africa, they say, hum kya khaye? There's so much the menu, so much of things. What must I eat? And in India, in those days, now India is also gone rich also, but those days when there was a lot of poverty, they also say, hum kya khaye? There is nothing to eat. In many poverty-stricken places, people say, hum kya khaye? There is nothing to eat. And we, with so much, we say, hum kya khaye? What must I eat? We don't know what to eat. So the month of Ramadan, a person doesn't know where to choose. So all this, and the greatest thing now in our deen, you can make all the wazaif, etc. Talawat of Quran Sharif, namazes, and aqaid we get correct. What a great thing of one person's aqidah becomes correct. And then in the aqidah, our yaqeen comes there. Knowing the right aqidah is not enough also. We can write books and books and give lectures and lectures, but the yaqeen on that. And that is one thing which we lack very greatly also. And a person who has got proper aqidah, he looks like a mad person to us. And to us, to him, we look like munafiqs to him. Or we look like open kafirs to him. A person who has got that yaqeen, that how can you still be even talking about these things? And that's why we can't understand many people. What level of yaqeen Allah has blessed them, we can't understand. We are talking from our point of view, which is a world of difference between the two. And that also, many times, one time, Shaitan met a farmer or working on his land, and he told him, if I prove to you that Allah does not exist, will you accept it? Immediately he took his sickle, and he said, say, I'll give you one, I'll break your head if you speak anything like that. What was his yaqeen? And on the other hand, a person might have lot of knowledge also. And he'll write books on aqidah also, and give bayan, but his yaqeen is very lacking in there. While a lot of ordinary people, they've got that full yaqeen. And many times people who have lot of knowledge, we lack lot of yaqeen also. So Allah bless us with, so all that treasures, Allah is pouring them down. It's not raining, it's pouring now in Ramadan. What must I choose? What must I take? So this month, Allah Ta'ala says, Shahru Ramadan. This is the month of Ramadan. And then, Hazrat Maulana Idris Kandelvi, Rahmatullah Alayhi, writes that, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O my friends, O my beloved friends, those who brought iman on me without seeing me, those who brought iman on taqdeer, which is completely against your logic, against your eyes, what you see. You, Allah has done this. Allah does it. You did it yourself. I didn't do anything. Allah, you did it. You eat food and your stomach gets full. Food didn't fill my stomach. Allah's command. Allah filled my stomach. You had a good sleep. You say, no, the sleep didn't give me my freshness. But Allah gave it to me. Everything, negative, positive, you deny everything. So those are the people of Iman. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Now in this month, Allah has brought the month of Ramadan, and He says, I want you that you must remove your two main enemies, Shaitan and Nafs. Shaitan, the rebellious Shaitan, Allah changed them up and put them away, far away in the seas. They can't, but Nafs is still with us. And it is a common proverb that nafs and shaitan are twins. It is also said they were born together. They are two, and both of them are totally corrupt and evil. And they want to destroy you. So your one main one, I put away in the sea, the worst of the shayateen. Now you, the other two, your nafs you still got, and the others who are not those, the big shaitan, the small shaitan. And they made you a shaitan. In the 11 months, how they trained you, they made you yourself a shaitan. Now this, but Ramzan that has come, and rozas that have come, and Quran Sharif is the way to get out from them. The month of Ramadan is the month of sabr, to restrain oneself. Everyone would like to eat. We have got that habit, morning tea. Many people miss that tea terribly. That now I can't have my morning tea, my breakfast time, etc. Whatever, our late afternoon tea we can't have. Roza doesn't allow us. And restraint is the main ingredient of all types of sabr. To fulfill the commands of Allah, you have to restrain your nafs, and then you can do. To stay away from haram, you have to restrain yourself. It's very glaring in there. And when what we commonly call sabr, when difficulties come, masaib come, then to restrain, I mustn't say anything wrong. I mustn't blame anyone when the problems came. I must restrain myself. I mustn't get emotionally upset. I must restrain myself. And these are all ingredients of great goodness for man. At that time, no matter how angry you become, but you control. This is. So the Ramzan is restrained fully. And if you learn this, your two main enemies which you have, Hubbe Jah and Hubbe Bah. Hubbe Jah, pride, name, fame, etc. And from there, the terrible, illegitimate child of Hubbe Jah is anger. The pride that a person has. And pride, one is takabbur. That is, you have got pride within you. And one is kibar. When you show that pride, now you are arrogant. And one is ujub. Ujub is, you don't think I'm better than anyone, but you just think I'm good. Just to think I'm good is also big, big guna. Very big guna, one of the fundamental gunas. Just to think I'm good, you don't think anyone is bad. All are good people. But I'm good. We are commanded to realize, not to think, to realize that I am the worst in the creation of Allah. Until this does not come into us, we haven't started the journey of suluk. That I am the worst of all. Inshallah, sometime, we give many times this explanation, we'll give it also, but to realize that, just like also, to gain the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. The ma'rifat of Allah is not writing a lot of books on the ma'rifat of Allah, giving a lot of bayan, but the ma'rifat of Allah is, one is khawfe khuda, the fear of Allah, that it is within a person, that a person, Allah is the greatest, I am the lowest. And so just to speak of Allah's ma'rifat, and we speak a lot of bayans on the ma'rifat of Allah, but if one bit is not in the heart, one person after your bayan, he just says, you spoke a lot of rubbish today. And then see, forget how you will react to him. Even your inside, you feel upset now. And it's troubling you for 24 hours. It's troubling you for 36 hours. You have a problem with your mutawallis. You have a problem with your musallis. You are the imam. But you have a problem all. And now you can't sleep. And now you are backbiting. First thing home, you go in front of your wife, you backbite. You meet your friends, you start backbiting. So this shows you have got no marifat. It's just all on the tongue. It's empty capsules only. That you are just a doctor giving empty capsules, what's the benefit? So this is the month that we build that relay, that reality. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali met two people who were fighting. And the one said, I'll swear you so many times, I'll give you so many bad swears. He said, if you want to, both of you, how much you want to, you swear me. No problem, I give you full permission. So when you realize you are nothing, that is the reality that has to come. So anyway, this is the month that Allah has given us to restrain ourselves. And these two enemies of nafs and shaitan,
two and brothers, and they are very, very closely linked, and they are bent to destroy you, to take you to Jahannam. That is their object and maqsad of life. That they equip for every person, that I must take this, this can be the greatest muhaddith, the greatest Sufi, the greatest faqih. Their firm intention is to take everyone to Jahannam. And this is the month Allah has given us, that you can get, you remove that shackles from them. They are chaining you, that you remove that chains. The shaitan gets chained and thrown away. That you are set free from nafs and shaitan. This is that month. So the restraining, Allah has given us that capable, and Allah made, not Allah's rahmats are raining down, they are pouring down. You don't know which one to use. You don't know where to, you just say Allah's rahmat all the time. And if we still miss it, when Allah's rahmat is pouring down, and we still miss Allah's rahmat, then we can understand the dua of Jibreel alayhi salam, may that person be destroyed, who found the month of Ramadan and his forgiveness was not done. And more we can understand the Ameen of Rahmatul Lil Alameen. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said on the dua, Ameen. And more we can understand that Jibreel alayhi salam told Nabi alayhi salam, say Ameen on this dua. So in other words, it's impossible that you can't get your forgiveness, you can't get your direction, you don't reach Allah Ta'ala. And this is not for we in the Khanqah. It is for the people who are outside. Then how much more those who are in the Khanqah? Yeah, more Allah's rahmat is pouring down even more. Yeah, I know women here, yeah. Allah's fadl, yeah, many other places, even masjid. They keep ladies to clean the masjid also. Some places the toilet, some places even the masjid. And today the sad situation, now in Ramadan, iftari parties, men and women together in the masjid, not in a hall adjacent to the masjid. In the, yeah, we don't see one woman. So it's up to us now. And now if we still want to go on our cell phone and we want to go and see all the filth and dirt, even just in the name of news, where there also a naked woman comes. So if we, that is up to us. But Allah has made it that nothing like that. Yeah, no talks of ghibat, no talks of slandering, backbiting, nothing. Which all the time, Quran Sharif, the kitabs are read, bayans of deen all the time. How fortunate aren't we? And still if we don't reach, then really then we can understand that woe to that person. Destruction for the, so Allah has made everything easy. So our nafs and shaitan, and hubbe jah, pride, and hubbe bah, our lust and our desire. Roza is to break it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prescribed for the young people who are not in a position, they are already at the age to get married, but for whatever reason they can't. Fa alaykum bis siyam. Keep rozas. Rozas will break that desires of yours. A person keeps one roza and he says, my lust has become more intense. No, not one roza. Keep dahar. Continuous rozas. It will break all your desires. Roza is such a powerful thing Allah has given. It breaks the power of shaitan, the force of shaitan. It breaks the force of nafs. Roza Allah has given. It makes you shine. Your qualities which are hidden away, which are under dust, under rust. It is, they were not looked after for years and years. And all the iman which you have got. And your connection with Allah, kullu mauludin yuladu alal fitra. Everyone is born with his connection with Allah Ta'ala. But now it got covered up with all the dust and rust and everything. The month of Ramadan is to take away all that rust and to shine that iman. One Ramadan is enough for a person. Chechai ke, that besides that Allah gives us, how many Ramadans? But if we are going in Ramadan further back, then how are we and when we going to reach Allah Ta'ala? So Allah has given everything in this month of Ramadan. So Shahrul Ramadan is the month for the glorious month. When Allah Ta'ala, he, the spiritual menu, it does not coming to an end. Sometimes you eat somewhere, how many things there are, how many types of food there are, and you are full. When you are finished, then some dessert. And when you are finished with that, Then still something else again, tea with biscuits. Finish with that, still some soft. And something all the time. Yeah, in the month of Ramadan, it's just not ending. And not this physical food that we are eating, but the spiritual food. The Quran Sharif, which Allah Himself says, Shahru Ramadan, Alladhi Unzila Fihi Al-Quran. That great, glorious month in which Allah revealed the Quran Sharif. That shows the capacity of this month. It has got that. All the heavenly scriptures were revealed in this month. All. And then the Quran Sharif, it came from the lower sky and it came down to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam in this month. And Allah Ta'ala revealed it then over a period of 23 years. So this is that month which is so. And what the month is also so great. And the Quran Sharif that has come. A person is coming to visit you, he's a VIP, and he comes in a very special car, a Rolls Royce, limousine, a very special car, Na'mal Rakib wa Na'mal Markab. The conveyance is also so blessed, and the one sitting in it is also so honorable. Today, crooks also go and steal, they also use very expensive cars to go and steal. But who are they? They are crooks, and they are going to steal. Or somebody comes to you and he's wearing shabby clothes. He's a VIP, but he's wearing shabby. But yeah, the Quran also, most glorious. And the month of Ramadan also. And then the Quran Sharif, Allah Himself described it. Unzila fihi al-Quran, hudal linnas. It is hidayat through and through linnas for mankind. Wabayyinat. And it is bayyinat. Hudan is singular. Bayyinat is plural. Hudan linnas wa bayyinatim min al huda wal furqan. It is complete hidayat. Hidayat, all the kitabs which Allah revealed were hidayat also. Torah, Injil. But no kitab, Torah, all the kitabs together cannot compare to the Quran Sharif. And then it was delivered on Qalbi Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the heart of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah Ta'ala said, La tuharrik bihi lisanak. Don't even move your tongue. We will preserve it for you. We are going to give it to you. It's an embodiment of goodness, purely on the pure heart. Allahumma salli ala Qalbi Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam fil qulub. Oh Allah, send your mercies, your special mercies on the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, amongst all the hearts of the people, the hearts of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. This Quran has come on the heart of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, preserved by Nabi Alayhi Salam and by Allah's command. And then with Jibreel Alayhi Salam making door in the month of Ramadan. Riwayat show that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to recite, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to listen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to read, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to listen. Which alhamdulillah, only this ummah has got this Quran, which is unadulterated, unaltered, perfect as it was revealed to on the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And the practice of door is still the same. We find two hafizas everywhere. You go to any masjid now, you'll find, yeah, two hafizas sitting there, two hafizas, they're reading to one another. The one finish read, the other one starts reading. Exactly how Jibreel alayhi salam was reading to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was reading to Jibreel. What more do we want? What a beautiful deen. What an environment of Ramadan. And where there are places, when we were doing our hibs by Hafiz Abdul Rahman, Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Ramadan was just a special, different month. When all from there, at that time when there were very few Hafizas, from there every night after Maghrib, you just see, Allah reward the Mia family, all should come with their cars, pick up the Hafiz, this masjid. This one is gone to the east, that one to the west, this group gone to this. How many groups and groups of Huffaz should move out? From many places, alhamdulillah, the Huffaz are just moving out like that. So Allah has given this great, great occasion. It is just for us to, for in the taking. So it is hidayat, hudal linnas, a general hidayat. Where Allah Ta'ala says also, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِنْ وَمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. But first is, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. First, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, for people generally. And then later Allah says exclusive for the believers. Just like Quran Sharif, that hudal lil, first dhalikal kitabu la rayba fi, hudal lil nas, lil muttaqin. And then afterwards, where it is hidayat, Allah tabaruk ta'ala says, wabil akhirati hum yuqinun. There also, afterwards, iqan, yaqeen is required. Not only the iman, imaniyat are there, but then that yaqeen on the imaniyat. That is what is re- So this is that month that we can develop all this and acquire. So this is a month of the Quran Sharif, the beauty of the Quran Sharif, and what treasures the Quran Sharif has got. Some time ago, in Karachi, there was a hailstorm, which is very uncommon. It doesn't rain. It's a desert area, part of the desert. So it doesn't rain there. But there was a heavy hailstorm. When there's a hailstorm, so the girl who was working in one family to clean, etc., helper, so her madam told her, wealthy woman, upper class people, that you can't go now. It's hailing outside. When it stops, then you can see you can go. So the lady herself made some coffee for herself and for this girl, young 19-year-old girl. And then she said, I got covered in some blankets and I took a novel. That is, today we think that is something very great. Now this novel, that novel, all the famous writers in the Western world, all the filth and dirt which they gorge out in their novels, she sat with that and with a cup of coffee and she gave the girl. The girl just sat opposite and was just staring at her. The way she was staring, so she felt uncomfortable. She asked, Khairiyat hai? She said, okay, what you staring at me like this? So she asked, if you can give me a Quran Sharif. So she got a shock. She never thought of Quran Sharif. Forget touching, reading a Quran Sharif. And yet this young girl, like an ordinary peasant, like a slave girl she was. And she asked, so she went and picked up the Quran Sharif. And when she picked it up, she found it covered with dust. That nobody read it for so many years. Nobody touched the Quran Sharif. In the shelf where they kept the Islamic literature, she took the Quran. So she took a tissue and wiped the Quran Sharif first. And the tissue turned brown, brown, brown with all the dust. Anyway, she brought it, she put it down, she put the tissue there. And then that girl made a sign, just put it down, let me go and make wudu. So she went and made wudu. When she came back, and this is another thing that Allah give us those eyes to see. She didn't wipe herself, and the droplets of wudu still falling, like for men, from the beard, etc., from your hands, from your face, the glistening effect of it. And this just makes the iman of a person light up. And it just goes into dazzling light. Just the effects of wudu. We don't feel comfortable until we don't wipe off and or we remove all the signs of wudu. No problem, it's permissible, there's nothing wrong. But just to see that, so this had another effect on her. And then she took the Quran Sharif, the small young girl, and she first held it upside down. Then little bit looking, then she got it the right side. Then she opened turning pages. Till finally she came to Lantana, the fourth supara, beginning of fourth supara. Then she was just looking at it. Then she took her finger and she moved it on the Lam and the Noon. Lam, Noon, 3-4 times. Then this lady asked her, can you read? Because from what she knew her, totally illiterate, that she won't be able to read her own name, even in Urdu language, English language, Arabic is out of the question. So she says, no, I can't read. There were tears in her eyes. She says, then how do you read? She says, this is how I read. I just move my finger and I join the Lam to the Noon. And like this. So how much do you read every day? She says, on my busy days, when I got all my work to do, all different places I work, 1 hour like this I spend in there. And the days I'm not busy, I got more time than much more time I give. And then with tears flowing from her eyes, she says, one day Allah will open the secrets of this kitab to me. This woman says that she was dropping bombs of guilt on me. I was seeing that tissue which is full of dust. And my cell phone, their mobile, I can just press a few numbers and so many websites I can go. Online I can do courses on the Quran Sharif. I can go into the tafsir of the Quran. How many Quran tafsir I can access from my cell phone. And yeah, this girl who is like this, but what her feeling for Quran Sharif. So Allah give us that love of the Quran Sharif. And Allah, we make dua the secrets of the Quran. And nobody can ever reach all the secrets what Allah has kept. Where are we looking for in gold mines and diamond mines or in the stock exchange or all the types of business? Everything is in the Quran Sharif. Your riches of your heart, your enjoyment of your heart is all in the Quran. What the kitab Allah has given us. How can't we just join our hearts with Quran Sharif? This is the kitab Allah has given us. All this, the month of Ramadan, what a month. That this month Allah chose to reveal the Quran. The Quran Sharif, which came on the pure, with Jibreel alayhi salam. And Allah made all arrangements that shaitan cannot interfere with this kitab. Previous kitabs he interfered. This kitab, on the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is that wonderful, the same kitab is in my hands today. How much, what qadr am I making of it? How much am I associating and relating to the Quran Sharif? It isn't just any novel, na'uzu billah. Not any Harry Potter or some other filth and dirt. Not Shakespeare and Milton. Nothing left. What a kitab Allah has given us. Allah let us realize. And when the taste of the pudding is in the eating, when the Quran Sharif will enter the heart, a little bit of it, that whole person's life is completely different. The world is different. He's the king, he's the ruler of the world. Allah makes him, whoever has got Quran and Deen, Allah makes him the ruler of the world. Then these rulers, usually, they sit in places where people think there's nothing here. Out there in the jungle, in the desert or somewhere. And their dressing and their outward appearance also, nobody can recognize them. But the one dua, the one word what they say, Allah does things according to that. One buzurg of this nature, somebody asked him that, how are you? He says, what are you asking the condition of that person according to whom the whole world is functioning? So that person is words of kufr, that Allah, everything. So how can you say this? He says that when I have totally submitted myself to Allah, so whatever Allah wishes is what I wish. So all that is, whatever is happening is according to my wishes. I've submitted to Allah. The value of the tafweez, of surrendering, handing matters over to Allah, is such a great ni'mat also. All that here Allah has kept for us. It is the month just to grab. There isn't time, as somebody said, one of the obstacles is sleep. You can't fight sleep. You say you can fight sleep. Sleep is akhul maut. Ukhtul maut is the brother or sister of maut. And everyone, they've run from maut. So run from sleep also. You don't want to die. Wherever there is an occasion of death here, some problem, you go a different direction. I mustn't get involved here. So run away from your sleep also. And also, Allah is in control of everything. Sleep is also one sabab Allah has made. We are human beings. But that iman that we can come above that also. So this is the month really to grab, not 24 hours a day, 25 hours a day. So much we must grab that we're in what you can do in 24 hours, we will do 48 hours we'll work what you have to do in 24 hours. How much won't we earn? This is for the mu'min. This is for the ashik of Allah. This is for the person who has given himself us. This is why Allah has brought us here, to bring this into us. And mashallah, there are so many brothers who came with their desire to to acquire this. And here it is. It's on the table now. Now just have it all. Allah give us all tawfiq to appreciate that this great month, what its purpose is. The Quran Sharif and rozas, that also we will discuss. Make the rozas, rozas. And then see what rozas will give us. And what treasures Allah has kept in fasting. What wealth Allah has kept in fasting. You make our rozas, rozas. And then see what treasures Allah has given to the ordinary Muslim. And then to those who want to grab more. And they have come to the centers where this is being distributed. Then how much more shouldn't we be taking? Allah give us all tawfiq to enjoy this month and to benefit from it thoroughly, not to waste any of our time, our energies, and to take the maximum. Nobody of us know whether this Ramzan is going to get finished for us. Next year's Ramzan is very far. Make the most of it, of now. Now, before iftari also. Make the most of now. Wait, don't wait for iftari, don't wait for tahajjud time. Now make the most. It is given, how much is given. Then in Ramadan, Allahu Akbar. Usually what Allah gives, tahajjud time. From sunset already Allah starts giving that. The whole night, the whole day you kept rozas, and all the creation of Allah making dua for the rozedar. The fish in the sea, the birds in the air. The ants are making the roza. And with the minute the roza is open now, Allah takes over. And Allah says, my banda, from now, you ask me. You tell me and I will give you what you want. And what we should have, the marifat of Allah. Do we make akhirat? Man ja'ala al-humum, humma wahidan, humma al-ma'ad. A person who makes all his worries one worry, the worry of akhirat. Allah Ta'ala takes care of all his dunya's matters. And a person who worries about dunya, Allah says, I don't care whatsoever in which valley he goes and gets destroyed. So easy. Just make our worry of us. And Allah looks after all our dunya's matters. Allah give us all tawfiq. Let us benefit. Subhanallah.